Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two on this Wednesday, March the 8th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, a very brisk 30 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Before we get back to our competition here, do want to remind everybody we have pancake tickets at the studio for pickup today for Trish and a Del Taco beanie hat. She won those last week. She'll be able to pick those up between 10 and 12 today when Linda is there. This past Monday, Jean won the pancake tickets, and yesterday Sarah won the pancake tickets. So they can pick up their pancake tickets on Friday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. The big pancake breakfast is coming up this Saturday. From 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. And so far today, we've got Trish, Judy, Brenda, and Sarah in our competition. Now, the category today. Now, let me run this down again. We had 15 answers to start with, in case you're just tuning in. Now, we're doing factories that are or were in Marion. Now, here's the ones we've got. We started with 15. We've got Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, The Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine, and Union Tank. But there are still four left to go here in Marion. Factories that are or were in Marion. And every correct answer will get you entered into the drawing to win a pair of tickets to Pancake Day this coming Saturday. Now, if you happen to have already won tickets to Pancake Day, what we'll do is draw for something else and then give the pancake tickets to somebody else. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Boys Cafe. That's what I was trying to think of.
Nope. Good guess. No Cascade on our list today. Telephone line 740-751-4038. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Eaton or later Dana.
Nope. Two good guesses, though. Now remember, these are out of my head. So, that's the rubric we're going by today. Four left to go. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, how about ACM out there at Green Camp? I don't think it's the one out at Mount Gilead they just tore down.
No, I think there's that building's... I think it's still out there. Not on the list, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Not that one. Factories that are or were... in Marion, Ohio. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Conagra?
Not Conagra. No Conagra on the list here today. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
The Halt and Salke Company that used to be in Marion.
Nope, good guess, but not on the list. Good guess, but not on the list. Not one of our final four here today. Factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Quaker?
Not Quaker. Quaker did not make our list today. Factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
American Malleable?
Nope. Good guess. No American Malleable. Factories that are or were in Marion. I'll tell you, there's a big one that Mary knows about that I'm surprised how... Oh, here it comes. Go ahead.
So, has anybody guessed Nucor?
No, and I'm... how in the world did...
I can't. When I'm in the car, I can't call in, else...
Well, no, I was going to give you credit if anybody else... I thought I'd give them credit and I'd give you the credit, but...
Oh, okay.
I couldn't believe that we went a whole hour and nobody guessed Nucor.
Nobody... And, you know, before Nucor, it was Marion Steel.
Yeah, and I would say today, maybe besides Whirlpool, Nucor is probably the most known and implies more people than anybody else
just
in Marion.
One of the biggest in Marion.
Yep. Well, hey, so, we got you in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, Marion, that's what if you message me the thing, I probably a guess. I won't say it on the air unless it's, well, I don't, I might say it on the, depending on the circumstance, let's say. Go ahead, caller.
Fairfield.
Not Fairfield. But with the answer of Nucor, we're down to three here. Three left on the list. Factories that are or were in Marion. We've got Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, and Mary all in the competition now here this morning. Go ahead.
Todco Door.
Not Todco. Not Todco Doors on the list here. Three, though. Three factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Quaker Oats.
No Quaker Oats, but a good guess.
Oh, all right.
No Quaker Oats on the list. All right. Back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Simcoe.
Simcoe. No Simcoe, but there is one that begins with S. Keep thinking.
With an S?
Yeah, it begins with an S. It's not Simcoe, but...
Can it be in Marion County?
All of these have Marion addresses, as far as I know. Keep thinking. All right, there is one that does begin with an S. Now, we got Nucor. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I might have a little help with this one, but there's a robotic place that makes the robotic things, and I thought that was in there off Fairground, the old Clark Metal building.
You know, I'm not sure what that's called.
Well, how about National Can?
Not National Can, but a good guess.
That's history in Marion. That's the only conveyor belt that went across there at 95 into Quaker Oats.
You know, at this point, of the three left, I think two are still in business, and one is not. One is from the past. All right. Oh, we'll get back to the phones here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Caller.
Go ahead. The White Mule?
Yeah.
No, that's a good guess, too. Not the White Mule. Not the White Mule, but that's not a bad guess. Three left to go. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Would Sims Brothers be like a factory?
You know, that's not bad. No Sims Brothers on the list, but yeah, I'd consider that a factory type of place.
Oh, okay.
No Sims Brothers on the list. All right, here we go. Next phone call. Go ahead, caller.
I just got into the office. Did anybody say Tecumseh?
Yes. Let me run it down for you here. It's the ones we've got. We've got Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine and Union Tank. Oh, and Nucor. Union Tank and Nucor.
What about Silver Line?
No Silver Line on the list.
Okay.
No Silver Line on the list. It's hard, you know. I know people are just getting to the office here this morning after 9 o'clock, but yes, it's, You know, it's like Grand Central Station here some mornings, but you gotta love it. Go ahead, caller.
On that ethanol place, Poet?
Not Poet. Good guess. No Poet on the list here today. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Was there a company known as Sicon? I guess Sicon or something.
Sicon? I don't think any Sicon's on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Plants that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Baldoff Construction.
Not Baldoff. Good guess. Not Baldoff Construction, but certainly not a bad guess here this morning. Still three factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say there's one that makes car parts, and I can't say it right. It's Sakamura or something over there in that Kellogg Park off Fairground.
You know, I don't know if any of these are in Kellogg Parkway or not. I don't think any
it's
of them are.
It's S-A-K and then something M-U-R-A or something. It's got one of those, I think, Japanese names.
Nope, not on the list, but a good guess. No Sakamura, or however you'd say it. Factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Graphics Packaging?
We got that one.
Got that one.
Yep, we got Graphic Packaging. We've got Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine, Union Tank, and Nucor. Still three left to go. Now, I think two of these are still in business, and one of them is from the past. That's the hint. Factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Sika?
You got it. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. Now, hey, like I said, who needs the FCC?
Correct.
Now, Sika, tell us about Sika.
They're a company that make cement-based products.
Now, where are they located here? They're not on...
Marion Williamsport Road, I believe, out there, is where the old Abbotts used to be, I believe.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, are you coming to the Pancake Day on Saturday?
I'm going to.
All right. Well, hey, you might get served by me. Apparently, I'll be doing some waiting that day.
Now, what time is that starting?
7 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm not sure what time. I think I'm doing 9:30 to 12, but I'll confirm that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
That's our friend Terry Tackett out there. Calling in this morning with a guess. Hey, you know, everyone wants to play. Why not? Okay. Sika. That was the one that begins with an S. Two left on the list. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine, Sika, Union Tank, Nucor, two left. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Rex Welding.
Not Rex Welding. Not Rex Welding. Two left on the list. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
National Lime and Stone.
Not National Lime and Stone. Not National Lime and Stone. One of these is still in Marion. One of them no longer in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Huber Machinery?
Not Huber. Not Huber Machinery, but not a bad guess. What could it be? One is no longer in Marion. One is still here. Factories that are or were in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Todd Codors.
Not Todd Codors. Not Todd Codors. Factories that are or were in Marion. Tecumseh, Whirlpool. Whoa, let's go to the phones. Two left. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody get it yet?
Nope.
Sika?
Oh, we got Sika. We did get Sika.
What about Sakamira?
Not Sakamira. Not on the list. There are two left. One is still here. One used to be here.
Still here. Are we giving clues yet or no?
Just that one. One's still here. One used to be here.
We're not giving them, like, first letters or the first name or anything like that yet?
Well, I'll say that they're all one-name places. Both of them are one name.
Abbott?
Not Abbott's. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Abbott's on the list here today. All right. Two left. One used to be here. One still is here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, there's a Wyandotte Blacktop or a blacktop company or a cement company. It's got to be a big thing in Marion. But yeah. I can't think of, maybe somebody hear me, maybe they can tell you the correct name.
Well, we'll see if it comes in. Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Sims.
Not Sims. Not Sims on the list today. Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, and Mary all in the competition here this morning so far. Drawing pancake tickets in about 28 minutes here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Marka. It might be Marka Industries.
Well, not a bad guess. Not on the list, though. No Marka Industries on the list here this morning. One of these factories used to be here, and one of them is still here. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my name is Amelia.
Well, I think that's a telemarketer. Usually the callers don't introduce themselves by a name. Well, isn't that nice? A telemarketer got in. Amelia. It was Amelia Earhart calling in here this morning. She wanted to, you see the great links people go in to listen to this show. Amelia Earhart's listening to this program. Amelia Earhart and Jimmy Hoffa, wherever they ended up together. Factories that are or were here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How do you pronounce the first name? Houghton Saki?
Not Houghton Saki. Not Houghton Saki. Two still to go here. Plants, factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. 740-751-4038. One is still here. One used to be here. You'll have to go into the recesses of your mind for one. That is no longer, you know, I don't know. There might be something in the building. But I haven't been out that way in a while. But the other one, I believe, is still operational here in Marion. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging. Go ahead, caller.
Great Lakes Charcoal.
No Great Lakes Charcoal. No Great Lakes Charcoal on the list here this morning. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, The Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine, Sika, Union Tank, Nucor, Still two left to go here on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about Isley's?
Not Isley's. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
Not Isley's, but that's a very good guess as well. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. Two left to go. Are or were in Marion, Ohio. Factories is the category here this morning. Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, Mary, all in. Go ahead.
The place Grandma used to work.
Oh, see, that's it. But what's the name?
I can't think of it.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. I just thought of it in my head. I was like, oh.
Keep thinking. Maybe you'll get it before somebody else.
God.
Man, I don't know. You have to.
Oh.
Well, keep thinking.
Oh, Lord.
You got 26 minutes. On the clock. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. If you're just tuning in, I had a relative who used to work at Tecumseh, a great aunt, who got her sweater caught in the press. You know, but she was kind of a ditzy lady. God love her. She was a nice woman. Go ahead, caller.
Dripers?
Not Dripers. Good guess. Not Dripers, but not a bad guess at all. All right. A factory that was in Marion, a factory that still is in Marion. Now, if you get out this morning and drive around, you might come up on this factory, because one of them is still in Marion. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson. All right. Go ahead, caller.
You mind going in the direction of Marion and help us out on that?
You know what? Let me look it up here so I have the address right. Stay on the line here for a second. And let me get the... Because, you know, I don't even know that I've ever been out by this plant. Okay. It is... Let's see here. It is... It's near... what's it out there near? Well, it's out there in the area of a lot of those factories, you know, out in the airport area.
Oh, the airport area. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, it's the one that's still in business is out kind of in the airport area, where a lot of those factories are. All right, go ahead, caller.
Betty Shane.
Nope, good guess, though. Not a bad guess. 37 minutes past the hour here. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about Wilson Bohannon?
No, that's a good one, though. Wilson Bohannon.
Okay.
Wilson Bohannon, not a bad guess at all. Locks. Howie Long over at Wilson Bohannon. All right, one plant used to be here, one plant still is here. What could it be? 740-751-4038. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. It's a regular hullabaloo here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the factory used to be by the airport that raised the corn?
You know, I don't know exactly. I know they're out by the airport.
I can't think of the name of it. But it's not there anymore. It's not there anymore, right?
No, the one by the airport is still there.
Still there?
That's still there.
Okay,
keep thinking. All right, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we're just rolling right along here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, I'll tell you, out in that area, they made bombs. But I can't think of the name of the factory that made the bombs during the war. But That was full bomb area, wasn't it?
I think so. I think, you know, that and the depot both were making a lot of interesting things during World War II.
Nothing to do with anything like that?
No, this one's still in business.
Oh, it's still in business.
Yeah, the one
there.
Out by the airport's still in business.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, the one out by the airport is still in business. 740-751-4038. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. About 21 minutes left to go, 39 minutes past the hour. So far, Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, and Mary in the competition here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about Boise Cascade?
Nope, good guess.
Okay.
Nope, that's not a bad guess, though, at all here this morning. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Hildreth Manufacturing.
Nope, good guess. No Hildreth Manufacturing here this morning. Two left to go. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. One still in business, one no longer in business. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto, General Machine, Sika, Union Tank, Nucor. Those are the ones we got. Two left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Central Soya?
Not Central Soya. Not Central Soya, but not a bad guess. Factories that are or were in Marion, Ohio. And we've still got one that is and one that is not on the list here. Two left to go. Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, and Mary all in the competition here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Tuscarora.
Now, how'd you come on that?
My mom worked there.
Well, yes, but I mean, how'd it come to you? Did you have to look up pictures or papers or something?
No. Oh, no. I'm old. So I go through the alphabet, and whatever sounds like it might work, I think about it, and that usually comes to me.
They did bumpers, didn't they?
Huh?
Bumpers is what they made, wasn't it?
It was Tuscarora Plastics, yeah.
Now, what is anything in that building now?
A Buckeye or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know if anything was still out there or not.
What about Nature?
No Natures. But I gotcha. Tuscarora Plastics. That was the one that we did not have. So we have one left on the list. Now it's still here in Marion. What is it? 740-751-4038. What could it be? The one that's still in business. Factories. We've got Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Tuscarora, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, Piston Auto. Go ahead, caller.
You said it was still in Marion. I just heard the tail end. I was going to say that Pillsbury that you're going to be flipping in the air and making pancakes.
Boy, won't that be a sight out there.
Yeah. You're going to put on a show like they do at the Japanese steakhouses, throw a clerk up in the air and then catch it behind your back or something, I'll be out.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to throw them up in the air. Now, catching them might be the difficult problem.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll let people know what time I'm going to be out at the pancake breakfast doing the serving. They might want to keep me just near the pouring coffee portion of the event out there. Go ahead, caller.
Jerks Candy be considered? They have a little factor.
Well, you know what? I consider it not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy, it's the one that's left in Marion. We got Tuscarora. That was the one that's no longer in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I knew it as the old name, but I think is it Mid-Ohio Packaging?
Not Mid-Ohio Packaging, but a good guess. It's
the Royal Packaging or something now, I think.
You know, I'm not sure if this is a package. This is one of those places out by the airport.
Okay.
It's one of those places out by the airport, I'm pretty sure. Boy, wouldn't it be something if I'm giving you bad information? But no, this place is still in business. I Googled it. I'm pretty sure it's still out there, as far as I know. They're probably at work right now. Factories that are or were... Well, no were anymore. We got all the were's. That are in Marion, Ohio. It says it's open right now. Even as we speak. Factories. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is this the building where they make the dog food out there by the window place?
No, I don't think it's any dog food place, though. I don't think it's a dog food place. One factory left still in Marion. What do we got here? We got Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, Mary, and Joan in the competition today. Now, you can enter as many times as you like. We've got several people in here multiple times. We're going to be giving away tickets to Pancake Day coming up close to 9 o'clock this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Rialto Manufacturing.
That's it, the Rialto. Absolutely.
I cheated. I Googled.
Now, is it? What do they do? It's a manufacturing.
I never heard of it. I cheated and Googled.
Yeah, but it is out there by the airport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yep, still open. I think. Maybe they just don't hire a lot of people. Who knows? Well, we got you.
Okay.
The Rialto. Does anybody know of the Rialto here in Marion? Well, that's the list of factories, past and present. Tecumseh, Whirlpool, Tuscarora, Yachio, Anderson, Shovel, International Paper, Wyandotte, Graphic Packaging, The Rialto, Piston Auto, General Machine, Sika, Union Tank, and Nucor. All right. We got 14 minutes left to go here. All right. Let's take the phone call here. Okay. Go ahead, call. Well, we lost that one. Okay. Now, this next category really is truly opinion, but let's see how good you are. This could get a lot of answers. 15 answers. Now, again, this is my opinion, so these all have to be in the past because the present's only today. But here's the category. Biggest news stories in Marion, Ohio history. The biggest news stories in Marion, Ohio history. Now think of all the big news stories that have happened in Marion over the course of time. And I picked the top 15 here. Now I'm sure I'll be wrong on a lot of these, but you know, it's the 15 that I thought were the biggest at this point. Go ahead, caller.
I'd say Harding becoming president.
Let's see here if I put that one on here. Yes, Harding becoming president, number 8 on the list. You got it. Warren G. Harding being elected president of the United States, number 8 on the list. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
About the Gypsy Queen dying.
You know, I did not put the Gypsy Queen on here. No Gypsy Queen on the list here today. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Now, number 8 is Harding being elected president. Go ahead, caller.
Harding.
Harding being elected?
Just anything about Harding.
Well, that's a little broad.
Okay.
Okay.
Harding Memorial.
Not the Harding Memorial being built.
What?
Are you talking about it being built?
I don't know. It's a news. Okay. I just say he was from Marion.
Well, yeah, he was elected president. We already got that one.
Oh, I know. The speech on the porch.
No speeches on the porch. Keep working. No speeches on the porch. Biggest news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Well, we've got Harding being elected. Go ahead, caller.
The putting back of Lady Justice on the courthouse.
You know what? Yes, Lady Justice returned. Number 12 on the list. We got you. All right, Charlene gets in on the competition here this morning. Lady Justice returned to the top of the courthouse. Go ahead, caller.
National City Bank fire.
Absolutely. You know, I wondered if anybody would get that one. Yes, the National City Bank fire. Got it. Thank you, Ernie.
Thanks.
Ernie comes in with the National City Bank fire. Ooh. What a mess that was. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
The death of Harding.
The death of Harding, yes. Dies in office. Absolutely, got it. Judy's in there again with the death of President Harding while he's in office. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The man that jumped out of the door window of the Harding Hotel.
You know, that is, I should have put that on the list. It's not there, but boy, that was a big story. The guy who jumped out of the window at the Harding Hotel. I did not put that on the list, but it's a big story. We got the National City Bank fire. Lady Justice returned. Harding being elected. Harding dying. Go ahead, caller.
That ball in the Marion Cemetery.
Nothing to do with the Merchant Ball.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the Merchant Ball. Biggest stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Jason Warner.
Let's see here. Did I put that one on the list? Let me see if I can find that here. If I did. I thought I put that on the list. Maybe I did not. You know what? I'll keep looking. I didn't. Oh. Yes, I did. Warner. Yes, Warner case. Got it. Thank you. Judge Warner case. You know what I did? I wrote down the wrong name. I wrote down another judge. I'm not going to tell you what judge's name I wrote down, but it wasn't Warner. But that was the case. Go ahead, caller.
Meister's hostage?
Not Meister hostage, but that was a big story.
Yep.
Not Meister hostage. We got the National City Bank fire. Boy, that was a mess. Downtown. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The fire at the Crawballs building downtown.
Nope, not the Crawball fire. Not the Crawball fire. We've got Harding becoming president, Harding dying in office, Judge Warner's whole trial hit and skip. Lady Justice returned. Go ahead, caller.
Miss America.
You know, I didn't put... Oh, Marilyn Meskey's relatives would be haunting me. I didn't put it on here.
Okay.
Marilyn Meskey becoming Miss America. I did not put that on the list here. All right. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
Laddie Boys caller.
Not, boy, I'll tell you, I should have put that one on there, shouldn't I have?
You put it on there.
No Laddie Boys caller on the list. You know, I think that's a big story. Harding being elected president, Harding dying in office, Judge Warner's hit and skip, Lady Justice returned. Go ahead, caller.
The trouble at Tecumseh?
Yes, where is that? Tecumseh riots, number 6 on the list. You got it. The Tecumseh riots on the list at number 6 here today.
And those were some nasty riots.
Go ahead, caller.
How about when Carol's Jewelers burned?
No, not on the list, but another good one.
Thanks.
Carol's Jewelers catching on fire. Boy, that's been in probably recent times, last 10, 15 years maybe.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The police chief that shot himself.
Absolutely. The police chief here in Marion that shot himself. John Long, was that his name?
I believe so.
I believe so. Absolutely. Number 3 on the list. Got ya.
All right. We've got John, Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, Mary, Joan, Charlene, Ernie, all in the competition here today for the pancake tickets. We're going to draw the winner in about 5 minutes. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims today. 10:15 to noon. And Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
Harding's Mistress.
No Harding's Mistress on the list.
No mistresses of President Harding on the list here today. We've got the police chief committing suicide, the Tecumseh riots. Well, let's get back to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
The Halton Sulky Company fire.
Not that fire, nope. Not the Halton Sulky fire at the plant.
All right. Well, police chief suicide, Tecumseh riots. Well, let's get back to the phones here. 15 biggest stories in Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Mary Ellen becoming the state and U.S. treasurer.
Yes, Mary Ellen being elected treasurer of the United States.
Mary Ellen Withrow becoming treasurer of the United States. Absolutely on the list here today. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi. How about when the school, when they took the schools down and built all new schools,
you know,
and when Harding new building and all?
That not on the list, but a good story.
Okay, thanks.
Not on the list, but definitely a good story to be sure. Big stories in Marion, Ohio.
Go ahead, caller.
How about the Winfield deputy getting killed?
Absolutely. Brandy Winfield horribly being killed out on duty that day. Absolutely.
Okay.
Officer Winfield's killing on the list here. All right. 3 minutes left to go before we do the drawing. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
The blizzard.
Oh, how did I not put the blizzard on the list? No blizzard.
Okay.
No blizzard of 78 on the list here today. How did I leave that one off? So we got the police chief suicide, the Winfield killing, the Tecumseh riots.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Tecumseh leaving Marion.
Yep, Tecumseh closing. That was also a big story. Got it.
Tecumseh closing here in Marion. Also a very big story.
Go ahead.
Rod Serling from here.
No Rod Serling stories on the list.
No Rod Serling stories on the list here today. All right, let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller.
The woman that was shot at Lawson's.
No woman shot at Lawson's.
No woman shot at Lawson's. 15 biggest stories in Marion, Ohio history.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about the airplane accident that killed those people, those businessmen?
No airplane accident. Good story, though.
That certainly was a big story, not the airplane accident. All right. We're down to about a minute before we do our drawing here today. Now, remember, we'll do this tomorrow, so come back with us. Go ahead, caller.
The murder of Bobby Joe Berry.
Ooh, that was a big story. Not on the list, but definitely a big story.
The murder of Bobby Joe. Boy, that got a lot of press and news for a while. 740-751-4038. Biggest stories in Marion, Ohio history. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? I think we lost that one. All right, coming down to about a minute here. Two tickets to Pancake Day on the line. 740-751-4038. Biggest news stories in Marion history. Trish, Judy, Brenda, Sarah, Mary, Joan, Charlene, Ernie, and John, all in the competition here today. Somebody's going to win some tickets to Pancake Day. Now, you have to pick them up on Friday, 8 a.m. till 12 noon. Go ahead, caller.
How about those, I think it was three men that broke in the roof of that bank. They broke in the bank.
Yes, National City Bank, and I think held a hostage downtown. Yep, got it.
Okay.
National City Bank robbery. Absolutely on the list. I think that was back in the 60s. Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4 of these left. We know our history. Oh, time to do the drawing. Okay, we'll take one more call, then do the drawing. See if we can get anybody else in here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say... Something about Max Ross.
No Max Ross. And the winner today, the drawing goes to John. John, you win. Back tomorrow with more Scott Spears.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson.